Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from Midtown Atlanta, from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower, overlooking majestic Buckhead, where it is rainy and stormy today, which is befitting, because here we are 5 weeks after the election, and the storm clouds are descending upon us. The fiscal cliff awaits, and the administration, which was elected by people who obviously didn't care a thing about the stability of the country, just as long as they got free stuff, elected Barack Obama again. And he's given them free stuff. There's an additional million people that have been added to the roster of those below the poverty level in the last 2 months alone. And he's out campaigning, going to Michigan, because he campaigns well. What he doesn't do well is govern. Now, all of this brings me to start talking about some stuff that is really concerning to me. The people that I know don't want to watch the news. They don't want to see what's going on now. They're so disheartened, so discouraged. And I think that we made a problem. You know, we appealed to the intelligence of the American voter. We made an appeal to rationality. We appealed to people, you know, saying, okay, there's an additional $6 trillion worth of debt that's got to be paid for, but the people that voted for Obama don't have to pay for it. The ones who work do. While we're talking, let me just say hello. Hello, Richard. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was. We were talking about some things. And it just seems to me that we really made a fundamental error by thinking that talking about, you know, what the reality of the economic situation was and how you could go 4 years without having a budget. I mean, it'd be like a family saying, we're just going to write checks for whatever we want.
Yeah,
and
have somebody else pay for it,
and have somebody else pay for it.
Yeah,
and it'd be okay, and do that for 4 years, and when somebody says, "Well, you have to have a budget," put one out there, and not one congressman or senator vote for it.
Neither party.
Pelosi said it was a Pelosi the other day said, "Well, the president's budget is a very responsible thing." And somebody asked her, then how come not one congressman, including yourself, voted for it? And, of course, you know, she just didn't answer that, obviously, because she can't. And there is no answer. But here we are. We have a long road ahead of us with one thing after the other that, you know, that really is beyond disappointing. And, you know, I just wonder, you know, what's going to happen to us. I mean, I do. What do you think about that?
Well, it's very disheartening that this country just, it seems that the people don't seem to think that they have any responsibility. And the only people that know that they have responsibility are the ones that are paying the taxes and footing the bill. I read something today, too, that, you know, this whole thing with Obama wanting the rich to pay more money, that actually part of Obamacare does raise the tax on the wealthy as it relates to Obamacare. So, you know, he talks through both sides of his mouth. I guess,
well, that's
kind of like a reptile does.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, actually, in this sense. You know, I remember us talking several times about the U.S. taxpayer having to pay for Malia Obama's visit, you know, her spring break to
Mexico.
And what that costs. Well, Judicial Watch, the president and, you know, the administration refused to release the records, which by law they're supposed to, but they just refused to do it. They just acted illegally, actually. But they went ahead and released them now because it's not important. Nobody cares. It's after the election, yeah. Yeah. And the total cost of the trip was $115,500. That's a hell of a spring break, isn't it?
Now, does that include the Secret Service guys that went with them and everything? Or is that just what she and her friends ended up costing us as far as plane fare and hotel rooms and the like?
That includes ground transportation of $24,000, lodging of $22,000, airfare of $48,000, and just a non-itemized vouchers of $21,000. Wouldn't you like to do an expense report and just say, well, I don't have any receipts for $21,000? And see how far you get away with that. No, it wouldn't, because those are people that are already being paid for. So their cost isn't amortized in this. This is extra money from the U.S. taxpayer. And you know, you say, well, $115,000. You know, big deal. We don't owe. I mean, that's not much, and of course it isn't, nor is the $4 million for his vacation, you know, in the 3-week vacation in Hawaii, you know. But when you just start putting them all together, and then you know, you see where we are paying for mosques in the Middle East to be refurbished, which is not our responsibility. I think to myself as I drive to the Y every day, I know the road that I go on. And when I go down Peachtree Battle Road, before I turn onto Moore's Mill, there's this one pothole, and I have to remember to avoid it, because when the tire goes over it, I just think it's going to explode. Because we can't fix our roads, but we can fix them off in places like that. And, you know, but here's the thing, Dick, as we're thinking about this, it's like it's going to do no good to just whine, moan, bitch, and carp about the excesses of the Obamas, of this administration, their willingness to absolutely destroy the country financially. And
that's something their nose at you, though. That's just part of the infuriating thing. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now let me I read something else that I thought was rather interesting too. You know, obviously the Hurricane Sandy and what it did as far as you know, the New York, New Jersey area, that whole thing. You know how, you know, obviously this country, every time there's an earthquake somewhere or a tsunami or whatever, and what we do to help these other countries, you know how many countries came forward to help as far as the Hurricane Sandy was concerned?
Israel, that's it.
Nobody, not even Israel. Nobody did anything.
Israel,
what did they
do? They sent a plane full of supplies, for, you know, and medical supplies and things like that. And
well, God bless them.
And as far as
Obama is concerned, Israel could go to hell in a handbasket. As far as he's concerned, that handwriting's on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, as we. All right, here we are, 5 weeks after this election, 4 years ahead, there will be another progressive left-wing liberal, like Obama, who will go on the Letterman show, Leno, have some Gangnam rapper do, you know, Obama got some style. Obama got some style. And, you know, and these mindless morons will vote for him, and they will send buses to pick them up, and with a confederation of people that are out of work, minorities, gays, and union workers, they have 51%. And that's going to win the election. So here we are, and we have 4 years. The minorities are increasing and the white people decreasing. What is going to change for us to make a change in this nation? What is going on, really? You know, I think to myself, honestly, had Hurricane Sandy not turned into New Jersey and New York, Mitt Romney would be president, and we would be on the road to recovery. Now, when was the last time that you've ever heard of a hurricane hitting the Northeast, major cities, first week of November?
Never.
I mean, it was like, what day did it hit? Like the first or second?
Of October?
No, of November.
November.
It was just like,
November,
it was
yeah.
just like 5 days before the election, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the election was on Tuesday. It went through, I think, the Thursday and Friday, the week, not the Thursday before the election, but the week before the week of that election.
Okay. All right. So it was like the end of
October, beginning of November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty substantial. That's a pretty substantial storm to be that late in the season. And, you know, it made for a photo op, and we just have such an ignorant and foolish electorate that's important to them.
Yeah.
I mean, does that make sense to you? But they said half the people said that it was influential in their vote. They had 4 years of this guy wasting money. They have 4 years of him promoting darkness, and it didn't make any difference. But here's the thing. What, you know, it also does no good to just harp on the mainstream media. they empower this guy, and there will be no news stories tonight about this trip for his daughter and that it's fraudulent waste of money. Fraud. I mean, you aren't, you know, a little girl's vacation for $118,000. I mean, you should go to Disney World. Cost $2,000 max.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you know, there won't be stories that say this is an abuse of power. The president doesn't have the power to just take money that doesn't belong to him and appropriate it for his daughter to go on a trip. If George Bush had done it to his teenage daughters when he was president,
holy hell would have been paid.
That's exactly right. And should have.
Yeah.
Chelsea Clinton, to my knowledge, didn't do anything like that. I mean, none of them. Jimmy Carter's daughter, Nixon's daughters who were cute, or Lyndon Johnson's daughters who were plug ugly. That's an abuse. I mean, and there are just hundreds and hundreds of them, but they don't call him on it because they buy into his philosophy. So there is this kind of unholy, sick, incestuous type of relationship that exists between Obama and his administration and the press. Now, that allows his power to go unchecked, and he's doing it, and he's just getting started. At the same time, you know, there are just these little bitty places like our little show here where people can listen and, you know, and we'll tell them things, and as they come about, you know, we're going to tell the truth. And, you know, we have not let this Benghazi thing go.
Nor should we.
You know, yeah, no, you're darn right we shouldn't.
Yeah.
The amendment that they're really after is the Second Amendment, gun control.
Mm-hmm.
They figure if they can get gun control, then they really have control of America. And of course, all the people with guns, you know, are, you know, adamant that, you know, well, that, you know, they can keep them, and they will. And so, you know, who knows what's ahead for us where that particular thing is, but it is the whole gun control issue that's behind the Fast and Furious. The cynical motives of the Obama administration had been to just give those guns up, see what kind of mess came from it, and then, you know, just kind of say, see, this is why we need gun control. And, you know, they lost control of it, and then Agent got killed. Now, the speculation is that that's also what's behind this thing in Benghazi, that the weapons used in the attack may have been our own weapons that were secretly given to the rebels to overthrow Gaddafi, and that now they're biting us back with it, and that's why Obama didn't want to get, you know, he just let them die. You know, who changed the talking points, and how did this, you know, who, you know, why were they, you know, was the general and the admiral, you know, told to stand down, and the admiral actually relieved of his command. Now, you're in the Navy.
Yeah.
You aren't, that doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, not at all.
Well, you know, the whole tradition in, I'm gonna, you know, there was an interesting thing. The in World War II, you know, they had to take the British Army off of Dunkirk, and these little boats carried them back over across the English Channel, and it was it's just great moral victory. It wasn't a military victory, but a moral one. A little bit later in the war, the British troops were besieged in the Isle of Crete, and they were going to be exterminated essentially, and had to be relieved and pulled off like that. And the Germans had control of that part of the Mediterranean, and so the Royal Navy was going in to try and get them. And Churchill said it was so dangerous to the admiral, his name was Cunningham, said that you don't have to do it. And he said, you may lose boats. And Cunningham's response was, it takes 3 years to build a boat. It takes 300 years to build a tradition. We're going.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite World War II stories, because it just kind of epitomizes, the kind of bravery. And here we have, these two SEALs that disobeyed orders and went in and saved those 30 people in Benghazi. And yet nobody has stepped up and said, why this happened the way that it did. And it's going to get a pass in the press. It isn't going to be like Watergate, where there was just one relentless story after the other that kept it alive and finally got rid of Nixon. The only way that this is going to happen is these little bitty places like this, where people can listen and we tell them the truth and we have no vested interest other than wanting this nation to be what it's supposed to be. Now, how do we do that? How do we recapture the hearts and souls of American people to where they want honor and integrity more than food stamps and free phones?
I'm not sure you can.
Say that again?
I'm not sure you can.
Well, there, you said I'm earlier not sure that
51% would rather be on the dole than to have any kind of honor or integrity or, get up in the morning and go to work.
Of course, this all hinges on, well, we can keep this going like this, which doesn't really happen. The nation is in serious economic trouble, but it's more than serious economic trouble. We have an emotional and spiritual problem that's even deeper. When you pick up and have it okay to do wrong things, and not okay to do right things, you got a problem. It's to just be for, well, I think marriage should be a man and a woman, is like hate speech towards gays, which it isn't, but they've got it depicted as that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
If you pick on the president, then you're prejudiced.
Well, you know, I think that the one thing that's for sure is that, you know, we are past, you know, well, let's just put it this way. The first time he was being, he ran for office, and I said things, people called me a racist, and it made me just kind of step back a little bit, because who wants to be called a racist? The second time, it was like, no. You know, we got $6 trillion worth of debt. You know, we got high unemployment. You know, he doesn't do a budget. We're spending money for things that we don't need to. We've got laws that are, you know, favoring Muslims over Christians and favoring the Arabs in the Middle East over Israel. And we got real things that we can set aside and say, okay, these are real issues. And just because the press isn't willing to do it, we're certainly going to do it. And we tried to on Facebook, but you know what? It was in our little radio show here and all of the different things, but there just weren't enough of us.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm certain that there was substantial fraud involved. I mean, well, let me give you an example. You remember when they had the thing in the NFL with where the Patriots were accused of taking the playbook from the Jets? It was the Jets, right?
Filming them, you mean? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. And oh, wasn't that terrible? And that was cheating. And da 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 da. And they asked the running back from the San Diego Chargers, LaDainian Tomlinson, they said, you know, they asked him, did you think that was true, and would they stoop to that level? And LaDainian said, well, about the Patriots, said, I think if you aren't cheating, you aren't trying hard enough. honest to God, it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard on TV. And I was on a treadmill and had the things on. I just started laughing so hard, people just started looking at me. But he says, if you aren't cheating, you aren't trying hard enough. Yeah. And, you know, I think that that's true about Obama and his people. I think we were having a fair fight and they weren't. I don't think they're capable of honor. Let me take that back. I don't want to say I don't think that they're capable of honor. I want to say I'm certain they are dishonorable. That's stronger. And yet, what are we going to do? This is what we're going to have to talk about for, you know, quite a while, how to get a plan into place where we infiltrate the hearts and minds of Americans and convince them that honor is more to be sought than anything else. Wasn't that what the revolution was about? Because that they would put their life, their wealth, and their sacred honor . People do that. We're going to talk a whole lot more about that. Now, Abe, as we go on, go ahead. Tell me what you want to say. We got less than a minute. So what's on your mind and you're thinking about, other than we want the Patriots to beat Houston tonight?
Well, it's December 10th. It's in Boston, and it's 58 degrees. Obviously, and it's pouring rain right now. So I think the
all right, 10 seconds. Listen, we got to run. Let me just say this: God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. go Patriots.